Let's meet everybody that's here with us. And I'm going to start over with you and ask you what your name, just tell me your name and where you go to school and what grade you're in.
My name is Colby Zimmer, and I'm in third grade, and I go to Bower Hill Elementary.
It's very nice to meet you, Colby. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in right now? Any friends or family members?
Nana and Poppy.
Excellent. And tell me about the story that you wrote. What is its title?
The Menacing Apple.
The Menacing Apple. And what happens in it?
Well, they spill a potion on an apple, and then it tries to take over the school, kind of.
I remember hearing that story when you read it here to be included on a CD and also on WQED's website. Have you written any other stories since?
No.
Well, you clearly are a good writer. What do you like to do for fun?
Play baseball and swim.
And when you play baseball, do you prefer to be on defense or offense? What?
Well, there is really no defense and offense on baseball. There's the hitting team and the fielding team.
Well, true. When you're fielding, do you like to be out in the field?
No.
No? So you would prefer to be hitting and scoring?
Yeah.
When you're out playing in field, trying to prevent people from scoring, where do you end up playing? Are you in the outfield? Or?
Well, I played travel and I played outfield the whole entire time, so.
Well, excellent. Are you a good hitter?
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. That's Colby. And let's see who is next to Colby. And what's your name?
I'm Sarah White.
Hi, Sarah White. And how old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 11, almost 12, and I go to Hampton Middle School.
When's your birthday?
November 15th.
Well, it's nice to meet you. You are getting close to 12. And what was the name of the story that you wrote?
Where the Flowers Bloom.
And can you tell us what it's about?
It's about a rosebud who was upset that she was a rosebud, but she didn't know, because there were no roses where she lived, that a mean and nasty rose can't bloom to become a full-bloomed rose.
What a creative story. What made you think to make flowers the focus of your story?
Well, I didn't know what to write. I had so many ideas, but I couldn't pick one. So one day I just sat down at the computer and I started writing, and apparently I was thinking about flowers.
Very good. Do you want to say hi to anybody that might be listening?
Hi, Dad.
And do you like to write? Are you writing more?
I love writing.
What other things have you written?
I've written The Runaway Bunny and Trying is Wonderful.
I remember those stories. These were both also honored by the Writers' Contest, I think, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. What do you like to do in addition to writing?
Well, I'm on a competitive swim team. I like to be outside a lot. I read and write and draw all the time. And I also like terrorizing my cats.
Terrorizing them? What are your cats' names?
Pokey, Mabel, and Sabrina. Sabrina's all black, and Pokey and Mabel look almost exactly alike, gray on the top and white on the bottom.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Sarah, and thanks for being here. We're going to go to our next author. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Charlie Donaldson.
Hi, and how old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 9 years old, and I go to Abraham Lincoln Elementary School.
Nice to meet you. Do you want to say hello to anybody who is either here or maybe who's listening on the radio?
I'd like to say hi to my dad if he's awake.
I'm sure he's awake. He must be.
He was sleeping when we left.
We could call him and see if he's awake.
I'm okay.
No, we better not do that. So what's the name of your story?
Beautiful Bella.
And what is it about?
It's about a butterfly, a white butterfly, but when she volunteers and helps other people, like a cat stuck in a tree, she helps the cat by getting noticed by a fireman, and then the fireman helps the cat, so that's how she got her red color. and blue color by different people and helping them.
What a nice story. I remember all of your stories from when you recorded them here in our studios, and I remember yours. Have you written other stories since this one?
No, I haven't.
Do you like to write?
I like to swim better, but I don't mind writing.
You're all swimmers. The first three of you, at least, are swimmers. What else do you like to do?
I like to jump on my trampoline, play outside, and sit on my iPad for a little bit.
Excellent. Let's meet the person. Thank you. Who's next to you? That was Charlie Donaldson. And next we have?
Isabella Nikolai.
Hi, Isabella Nikolai. How old are you?
I'm 7, about to be 8.
It's nice to meet you. When is your birthday?
December 11th.
Mine is December 7th, so we're very close in terms of birthdays. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Brinley and my family.
Who's Brinley?
Brinley is a girl with diabetes.
And she's one of your friends? Well, how nice. Do you go to school together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very nice. What is your story's name?
Joycey in the Magic Dress.
And can you tell me a little bit about what happens in your story?
Well, there's this dress, and this girl named Jolie C, she gets a dress from her grandma, and it's magical, and it's the only one.
That sounds pretty exciting. What gave you the idea to write about that?
I was watching a show about magic, and I decided to do it on a dress.
Good story. What do you like to do when you're not writing?
I like to play with my friends and ride my bike.
Very good. It's nice to meet you. And let's find out who's sitting right on your right. What's your name?
Caroline Sommer.
Hi, Caroline. And how old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 10 years old and I go to Gilhall Elementary.
And can you tell me the name of the story you wrote?
I wrote a story called Friendship.
And what is it about? What's about friendship, but what happens, at least I think it's about friendship.
Well, it's about this one girl and her dad are kind of going through a hard time. They're on the verge of being homeless, and her dad doesn't really have a job. And her friends kind of rally around her and, like, get help from some of friends from the neighborhood and some friends from the town, and they try to help her out of the bad spot that she's in.
What inspired you to write such a story? That sounds like a beautiful story. I don't remember reading yours.
Well, at the time, I was reading a lot of books about, like, parents, like a mother leaving a daughter with only a dad, or a dad leaving a daughter with only a mom. That was kind of the beginning of what kind of got her and her dad into the bad spot. Her mother left her. And for the solution, me and my mom, our favorite show to watch after school is a show called The Ellen DeGeneres Show. And she always gives, like, prizes to, like, people in need. So that's how I came up with the solution.
So she had a really positive impact on you. What a great story that is. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Some of my friends are on a camping trip right now. I wanted to say hi to them.
Well, what are their names? Or do you want to give their names? Do you think you can get them all?
Abby Mahan, Casey Haberman, Gabby Breisinger, Marina Sestito, and I can't think of anyone else that's on the camping trip.
Anybody we might have missed. It's hard to remember everybody, too. What's nice to meet you. Were you going to go camping, too? Are you going to join them?
No, I just wanted to say hi to them.
Well, I'm glad you did. And we have two more girls, and then we're going to talk generally about writing with everybody that's here today. What's your name?
Rhea.
Hi, Rhea. And how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Central Elementary.
Well, it's nice to meet you today. And what's the name of the story you wrote?
Animal Stakeout.
Animal Stakeout?
No, Animals Day Out.
Oh, Animals Day Out. I thought you wrote a detective story, like an Animals Day Out. Animals Day Out. What happens in the story?
The animals get out of the cages because the zookeeper left them unlocked one night. And they go to, like, different parts, like how my mom owns a dance studio. So, like, a beaver goes to the dance studio, and a toucan goes to, like, Brewster's ice cream, and, like, a giraffe goes to the mall to get, like, earrings and shoes. And there's, like, a couple more animals that go different places.
So they all sort of go out to have fun and do things that people would normally do. What made you think of a theme like that?
Well, at Christmas time, Santa got me a book about animals. And I just picked a few of my favorite animals and start writing about, like, the township I lived in. And made the animals go to, like, stores and stuff.
Well, that's nice. So you combined reality and a little bit of fantasy or fiction, too.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
My cousins and my aunt and uncle.
Excellent. And that was Rhea. And now I think we have Ellie sitting next to you. If my notes are right, I can actually figure it out once we're down to one. Let me get that set for you. There we go. Hi. What's
Hello.
Your full name?
My full name's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, it's nice to meet you, and we'll call you Ellie. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 10 years old, and I go to South Fayette Intermediate.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Well, my grandma and pappy are coming to my house, and if they were listening to the radio, I hope they can hear me. And if my brother's listening to the radio, hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. How old's Tom?
He's 12.
Do you like being a little sister?
No.
No. I'm a little brother. It's not fun being that either all the time. What's the name of your story?
Wispy's Wait.
And what happens in it?
Well, it's a ghost where every time he tries to greet somebody, the people go away and move away. But at the end, he meets a friend, and then he hopes that he'll be friends with their fosters forever.
Huh. And the ghost's name is Wispy. How did you come up with that name? I like it.
I do not know, but I got the original design from Zero from the night before Christmas, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't his name like Zero or something?
I don't does anybody know? That doesn't ring a bell to me. Tell me, you think you know? What is it?
The ghost dog's name was Zero.
Ah, okay. I don't remember
that. Yeah, that's
where
I got the design from.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little. What else do you like to do besides writing?
I normally go on my computer or watch TV, but I normally get my designs from TV and other shows that my friends like.
I see. Well, let's talk a little bit about writing in general. Are some of you still writing now that you've written your stories? I saw you nodding your head right away. It's Caroline, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that, and you all can jump in whenever you want to. Caroline, what kinds of things are you writing?
I like to write fiction stories. I write a lot of stories that don't really have any titles. I just write whatever is on my mind.
And how do you feel when you do that?
It makes me really calm and really relaxed.
Does anybody else have that happen to them when they write? And we're going to go to Sarah first.
Yay. I ever since I was little, I like to just write and draw pictures. So a lot of them don't make sense, but I'm currently working on a book that I might consider publishing called Gomerstone. It's about girls who live on another world, and they're trying to figure out what happened to the rest of their family. They're trying to find them. But it has a lot of adventures and action and things like that.
Colby, I saw that you had your hand up, too, about writing and maybe how you feel when you write.
Well, sometimes when I'm really bored, I just go on the computer and I type some stories in.
So you'll just write just to pass the time? Do you know what you're going to write about when you do that, or does it just sometimes surprise you?
Well, sometimes I just write about baseball.
And when you write about baseball, is it about you or your own teammates that you play
with? Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, cool. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Anybody else have any observations about writing? It looks like Ellie does. Go ahead.
Yeah, it takes a lot of thinking in those animals and those creatures to get them books. It takes a lot of thinking.
To get animals...
To get the, like, animals and their personalities and what they do in the story. It's a lot of thinking.
In the story that you wrote, to try to get them all to match up and know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. It would take, trying to be consistent would be really hard. Anybody else want to talk about that? I have another question in a minute, but let's go back to Colby.
Well, I like writing on the computer more than I like writing by hand.
How come?
My hand gets sore.
Is it sometimes hard for you to keep up? Are you faster when you write on the computer?
No.
No? Faster by hand, but your hand just gets sore from writing. Sarah, you were going to say something too.
It was the same with Ellie. I spent a lot of time on my book. I spent my entire spring break. I was looking in books and on the computer for pictures of real flowers, try to figure out which one I was going to do. Funny story. When I was first starting, I was picking a flower, and I love bluebells. So I was sketching a body, and then I did the stem. It had seven heads. I realized that looked really, really creepy.
Wow. Yeah, I'm forgetting, you know, these authors all illustrated their books, too, in addition to writing the stories. I'm going to go to, let's see, Caroline in a minute. Rhea, did you have any other observations, though? I want to be sure that you get a chance to talk a little bit about your feelings about writing, too.
Well, when I'm, like, busy or something, I usually just do busy things like cleaning and stuff, but when that doesn't happen, I go to my office and draw on my drafting table.
Really? You have an office. What's your office like?
Well, I share it with my dad and my mom. Like, half of it is kind of like with a bookshelf with books, so I kind of have like a library in our house.
That's really cool.
And I like
cool.
to read.
And it sounds like you like to draw, too.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of materials do you use to draw?
Oil pastels and light pencils and paint and big crayons and stuff like that.
That's terrific. Now, let's see, Caroline was going to add something too. Go ahead.
I wanted to say that I agree with Ellie. Writing is a long process. When I was writing my story, I did about 8 different copies of it.
That's a lot. You just kept redrafting it and redrafting it?
Yeah.
That sounds like it took a lot of work. Isabella, I haven't heard much from you. Do you have any observations about writing to share?
Yeah. I agree with them because it is a really long process, and I kept messing up on my pictures.
Oh, how did you mess up?
I just kept, like, sketching it, but it just couldn't go out right.
It's hard to get it exactly right. I think grown-ups have that same trouble. I've made mistakes this morning. You know, we all make mistakes to get it right. Are you happy with the way it eventually turned out?
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask. I don't think, Colby, you had a chance to answer the question just about writing in general and any challenges. Let's get that microphone in front of Colby. There you go. I mean, you mentioned your hand getting hurt, and then I want to come to Charlie, too. Your hand hurts sometimes, so you'd prefer to have a computer to write? Which do you use in school more often?
Well, my hand.
Yeah, teacher sometimes.
And when I was writing my story, I just, like, well, I messed up on the second page because I forgot to use pencil to outline it.
Oops. What did you use? A pen?
Crayon.
Crayons. It probably came out just fine, though. Or did you have to redo it?
No.
Sometimes it's better to leave it alone. Charlie, any observations? I wanted to be sure we got your thoughts, too.
It is hard to, like, write a story because you have to think of all the thoughts. And I had to think of three different things for Beautiful Bella. And actually, I copied the front of Beautiful Bella to put it on the very last page so that it would save me less work to, like, draw another butterfly.
Oh, that was very creative. So you traced it?
I printed it, then glued it onto the back, like, cut it out, then put it into the back.
Oh, like a printing, like you would do in publishing a book. Excellent. Ellie?
Yeah, I also did that. I'm trying to find the page. I took this picture and put it on the front, but I, like, reversed it.
Very good. Who knows where your books are online? Does anybody know the location if you want to look at it, Colby?
The WQED website.
So if you go to WQED.org and search on the WQED Right On contest, you'll find books there. We're just about out of time. Does anybody else want to say something that they didn't get a chance to say? I saw Colby's hand first, then Ellie, then anybody else. Colby?
Well, I also like to say hi to my teacher.
And what's her name or his name?
Miss Sacco.
Hi, Miss Sacco. And Ellie, I saw your hand.
I like to say a special thank to everybody who's supporting me. Go Team Wispy!
Anybody else with any other observations? And Caroline's got her hand up. And then Isabella?
Well, I think one of the most important things about writing, or one of the most interesting things about writing to me, is how you think out your storyline. One of my favorite books, the author always has something planned out. She writes the story out like little pieces of a puzzle. It's a mystery throughout the whole book. And once you finally get to the end, every little detail becomes a big detail in the ending.
That's a really good observation, the whole aspect of continuity. Isabella?
I want to say good luck to Brittany for her walk for her diabetes.
Oh, that's your friend Brittany is walking to help cure juvenile diabetes. Terrific. And then Charlie, you had something you were going to say.
Beautiful Bella is also beautiful on the inside and outside, and I got the idea because I volunteer a lot, and my dad is actually a policeman, so I got it from him too, and the second part of it is a policeman because of the blue color.
When I came up with my name, so I was in a classroom, and so I just looked at random objects to, like, find names because I couldn't think of any names. So I just looked at, like, a crayon, mm-hmm. and then I wrote crayon for a name.
Oh, well, that's excellent. Now, I think we got, it looks like Ellie's going to get the last word, Ellie.
Well,
hang on, let's get your microphone on. Go ahead.
It takes a lot of process because I actually made a book before Wispy's Wait, two books before that, but one of my books did not get, I entered it, but it did not work, so I revamped it to Henry's First Itch, as you know, and it got first place, but the time before that, we did a lot of editing, but it still did not make it.
Well, it takes a lot of effort to get it all done. Now, you had a chance to meet all of our authors this morning, the authors that are here. You also can see them later today. They are going to be at an event called Passages in Prose, a gathering of authors and their books, which is not today, but October 1st. It's coming up exactly a week from today, between 10 and 4, it will be at the Cooper Siegel Community Library, and other authors will be there as well. And you can go to our website to find a link to this event, which is called Passages in Prose. Thank you all for being here today, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a community radio.